More now on the Race Relations Commissioner's call for prisons to be run by iwi Māori, believing the current level is not effective for Māori who are massively overrepresented in the prison system. Meng Foon has talked about the Mangaroa prison near Hastings as the initial site for this, but hasn't discussed it with a local iwi. Nau mai haere mai ki te kaiārehi o te iwi, ngā te kaha ngungu ko Ngāhiwi Tomoana. Tēnā koe te rangatira.
Tēnā koe, Gaion. Te pai hoki o tō reo, me o hoa kai pāho ana hoki. Ia rā.
Nā mihi ki a koe. I hihi ana kaitai ki te whakahaere te whare heri, do you want to run the prison?
Ai rā. I te mutunga te rā, e hehe ana mātai ki a aukati hi ngā prisons. So we'd run it with the intent of closing them down over the next few years because it's a travesty that our people are 50% of the male population and 68 or 69%
That's
of
right.
the female population.
Yeah. So, what would be the challenges to actually making this happen? Presumably, Ngāti Kaha Ngungu could get a contract with the state to run this prison initially, could it?
The blockage would be political courage or political cowardice, I suppose, and we have the capacity, we have the skills, we have the institutional knowledge to run them, but we also have capacity, institutional knowledge to restore and rehabilitate everybody so that eventually we can close them down. Because the Mangaroa prison, or the Hawke's Bay prison, was built at the time when Tomoana and Whakatū freezing works closed. So as jobs shut, prisons were built. So 4,000 people were put out of work, now 600 people live in prison. Prior to that, the Napier prison, which has about 30, 40 people, was suffice.
Hmm. Give me an idea of how it may be different if it was run by iwi.
We would run it alongside whānau. So each inmate has a whānau, and we'd be working along whānau, and we have connection into the corporate and the private sector world where we can connect people directly with employers or potential employers, and they can start working their way out of prison into jobs, and you'd run license programs in jobs. You'd run the theoretical part of the jobs while they're in prison. You'd do numeracy and literacy while they're in prison, so when they come out, they would walk straight into a tailor-made position.
Is this something that you this morning are calling on the new minister to meet, perhaps with yourself or with other iwi leaders, to talk about?
Definitely. We've talked about this for a couple of decades now, in my time. And our elders, when the prison was being built, they asked that half the amount of the money for the prison be spent on kohanga reo, kura kaupapa, and we'd keep people out of prison. And that's still our thought for today.
What do you make of the progress, if any, that was made in this first term? We had Calvin Davis as a corrections minister. There were some big hopes there. And look, I know that the prison population overall might have dropped a bit, I think, last time I looked. But as you said, it's over 50% in the men's prisons. And in women's prisons, I looked at, actually went out to Auckland Women's the other day because we've been doing some stories on that. And it was 68% Māori in that prison.
Yeah, that's horrific. That's horrific figures. And when you look at the initial offence, it's usually food. It's about feeding the families, and so they get. Well, it's six times more likely to get arrested than non-Māori. They're six times more likely to get an imprisonment sentence, and we're six times more likely to get a longer sentence than non-Māori. So the whole system is stuffed and geared towards imprisoning us when we've got to reverse it. And as I said before, correlation between work and well-paid work against building prisons. One thing that Calvin has done and his government has done is that they have not gone into building another 1,000-unit prison or 1,000-unit prisons, and they're looking at ways of restoration, of integration back into communities and into workplace. And that's been positive. But I think the handbrake went on too with New Zealand First as their partner. But I think they can accelerate things now. I'm optimistic that they will.
Nice place to leave it. Ngā mihi ki a koe, mō tō kōrero i te atanei.
Kia ana hoki.
Ngā hiwi, tō moana there.